Hello and welcome. In this first of two videos, we are going to look at the new secondary tile feature available in Windows Phone Mango. In the next video, we will see how to update these tiles even while the application is not running by implementing a background agent. But let's not get ahead of ourselves. Before we get started, let's have a look at the application that we will be using throughout this video. WhatsApp is a Silverlight application which allows the user to keep track of several online services: the Windows Phone 7 blog, Dig, and Twitter. We'll begin by having a quick look at the application and its code. Here is the solution we'll be working with, the WhatsApp solution, located in the starter folder of the package containing this video. As you can see, the solution is composed of two projects, WhatsApp and WhatsApp Common. WhatsApp is a basic Silverlight application. Let's have a look at its main page. This page allows you to navigate to the various services exposed by the application: Dig, Twitter Trends, and the Windows Phone blog. The Views folder contains pages such as the Dig page, which allow you to interact with the services. Here you can enter a search term, click search, and look for posts on Dig. The pages interact with the actual services containing the other project under Services. You can see the blog service, Dig service, Twitter service, and the associated objects needed by these services. Furthermore, we have some resources and a few helper classes for working with controls. Let's run the application and see it in action. Here's our main page. We can go over to Dig. Let's say we are interested in dogs. Search for dogs. Here are a few posts about dogs. Next, we can navigate either by going back or from the app bar to the Twitter trends. Here are some trends currently available, powered by whatthetrend.com. Let's pick one. Like this. We can see the latest tweets for this trend. We can also flick and move on to the next trend. Finally, there's the Windows Phone blog, where you can see the last 5 posts, all the posts, post comments, and a few images. That's our application. Before we add secondary tiles to our application, we should first explain what they are and why we would like to use them. Secondary tiles are part of the live tile improvements that have been made for Windows Phone Mango. You can now control all aspects of an application's tile, such as its image, its content, or its title. Also, each tile has a front and back side, and tiles that contain information on both sides will occasionally flip to reveal their other side. This control should be combined with secondary tiles, the ability to add multiple tiles which belong to the same application. Each of an application's multiple tiles leads to a specific URI inside the application. In our application, for instance, we can add tiles that lead directly to the page displaying a certain trend's tweets. In fact, that is the feature that we will be adding to our application. The first thing we'll want to do is signify whether a certain trend has an application tile associated with it. Let's go over to WhatsApp Common, open up the Trend class, and add a property. We'll call this property a Boolean property. We'll call it pinned. And we will use this property to signify whether or not a tile has been added for a specific trend. Next, we'll need something to help us when constructing URIs for the application's tiles. Let's go over here to the empty helper folder we have here and add a new class. We'll call it URI helper. And I'll just go ahead and replace this with some pre-made code, like so. Let's review this new class. It is a static class. Let's go ahead and add a using directive here, which allows us to make URIs for specific trends, and also to get the trend name out of a specified URI. You can see that when you get a trend name, you simply build a URI for Views Twitter page with the name of the trend as part of the query for the page. When we supply URI to the getTrendName from URI function, it simply extracts this information and returns it as a string. Next, we'll move over to the trend page over here and add a way to pin and unpin trends from our start area. Let's go over here to the trend template, which displays trends. Give ourselves a bit more room here. Now let's go ahead and add a checkbox which will signify whether the trend is pinned or not. So checkbox, which is checked if the trend is pinned. We added this just earlier. And also let's add a click handler. We'll call it checkbox click. Let's also remove some layout parameters here. Remove this and this. And just to make sure everything is lined up nice and tight, vertical alignment, center. Alright, let's move on to the page's code and start by adding a few using directives we'll need later, and also a constant, private const, an integer, max tiles. We won't want the user to be adding more than 5 tiles so as not to clutter the start area. So we'll have a limit here for 5 tiles. Next, let's move to the checkbox's click handler, which we just added, paste some code here, and review it. What we do here is see if the user checked the specific trend, and if he did, check the amount of tiles already pinned to the start area. If it's bigger than the limit, then we show an appropriate message and return. If not, we add the tile, and if the trend is unchecked, we need to remove the tile. Let's go ahead and add these helper methods. So the method addTile takes in a checkbox. First thing first, we'll get the trend associated with the checkbox. It's the data context for the checkbox. And we'd like to store information about this trend in isolated storage. So let's use the isolated storage settings class, the application settings, use the trend name as the key. This should be unique. And store the trend here. Storing this information in isolated storage will allow us to pass trend information to the background agent we'll construct in the next video. Next, let's actually add the new tile, create. We need to supply a URI for the tile, so we'll use our URI helper, make trend URI, supply the trend, and now we need the tile information, so we'll use new standard tile data with the title being the trend's name, like so. And finally, we'll mark the trend as pinned. Now let's add the method for removing tiles. Remove tile also takes in a checkbox. As before, let's get the trend we're working with. This time, we'll need to remove the isolated storage information. like so, and get the trends URI, which would correspond to the tile. Let's get this here. We'll use this URI to locate the tile associated with the trend by going over all the active tiles. And matching them with the URI we just built. We'll take this and delete it. And also, the trend is no longer pinned. Alright. Let's go ahead and paste an additional helper method we'll be needing soon. SetTrendPinStatus, which actually checks if a specific trend is pinned or not, meaning whether or not it has a tile associated with it. Simply goes over the active tiles, looking for a tile with the URI which matches the trend, setting its pin status to true. We'll be needing this helper method, since unpinning tiles can also be done directly from the phone. Let's have a look at the emulator. This is our application. Let's go ahead and pin it. Now, much like the main tile for the application, if we had secondary tiles here, the user could simply come over to it, click and hold, and remove the tile. This is why we would need a method to see whether or not a trend actually has a tile associated with it. Let's move over to the onNavigated2 handler over here. Once we load all trends, other than adding them to the trends property, we should also update their pin status. So we'll set trend pin status for this trend. If the information is already loaded, we'll also need to go over all the trends. We already have in store and set their pin status. That's it for the trend page. Let's move on to the Twitter page. When we create secondary tiles, they will lead directly to the Twitter page, so we need to make the page able to cope with that. Let's start by adding a few using directives we'll need later. Next, let's go over to the onNavigated2 handler and paste in some code right here at the beginning and have a look at it. If we see that we have query information, we simply go to the URI and extract the trend name from the query information. Then we create an observable collection called SingleTrend, add the single trend from isolated storage to the collection, and set this new collection as our trends. We then return. Effectively, we now have the page containing a single trend, which is the trend the tile leads to. The only other thing we need to do is move over to app bar Twitter click. Now this simply goes back, assuming that we come here from the trends page. So we'll need to modify it a bit, like so. If we can go back, we go back. Otherwise, we go directly to the trends page. And that's it for the Twitter page. Next, let's go to app.xamlcs to the application launching handler. We'll need to do some house cleaning here. Paste in some code. Add a few necessary directives. Now, what this code does is go over isolated storage looking for files containing trend information. If these files have no corresponding tile, we simply delete them, like so. That's it, basically. We can now use secondary tiles. Let's go see how this works. Here we are. Let's go over to our trends. And let's say we want to keep track of the Hello Moto trend. Ticket here, and you can see the new tile appearing. This is independent of the application style. We can also pin. If we click this tile, we'll jump directly to the trend. And you can see the Hello Moto tweets. We have no additional tweets, I'm trying to flick right now, because we navigated directly to this tweet page. We can go back to the trends page and see that Hello Moto is ticked. Let's add another secondary tile, like so. And here are the associated tweets. We can now step out of the application, remove Hello Moto, like so, return to the application, go to the trend page. You can see that Hello Moto is no longer ticked. We can also remove the tick from this trend here, and the tile is gone. In this first of two videos, we learned about live tile improvements in Windows Phone Mango and saw how to add secondary tile support in an application. In the next video, we will see how to create a background agent to update these tiles even while the application is not active. I hope to see you then.